This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We'll go straight out to the hotline to Pitt Athletic Director Heather Like. Heather, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning, Pat. Glad to be here. Thanks.
All right, so kickoff luncheon yesterday, a lot of energy in that room. What's the vibe right now, 5 days out of the brawl?
I think the message was the importance of what a rivalry game is in college football. And I don't know that there's a lot of great ones. They all have names. I think they all bring the hype, but I think the Brackyard Brawl for people that are Pitt fans and Pitt football is one of the very best. And I think the message was our team, we will be ready. We will be ready.
Heather, you know, I know you're deep into your tenure here at Pitt. It takes time to build schedules, and that's an important part of the work you do. But for a team that's coming off of a championship and looking to, you know, seize and maintain that momentum, how important is it to play two opening games like this, a rivalry and then a game against an SEC opponent on national TV?
You know, Pat, you're right. It's huge. We are talking so much now about the importance of building Pitt football into a national brand. And if you want to be thought of across the country, we have got to play the best competition we can. And there's no question there, the ACC is tough. But we need strong non-conference opponents, and we need national television exposure. And that's what we get with these first two opening games, ESPN and ABC, primetime and 3:30 slots. So I think it's set up really well for our football team to compete on a national stage and for people to take note.
Talking to Pitt AD Heather Like, and obviously there's a lot of programs now starting their seasons, and you know, volleyball's down in College Station. They're in a big tournament, a tough tournament this weekend. Men's soccer is off to a good start. What's just the energy like on campus right now, and particularly those programs like men's soccer and volleyball that have such high expectations?
Well, you know, I mean, I think one of the great things about Pitt right now is certainly the trajectory of all the programs. There's a positive energy. You know, I saw a lot of kids moving on campus. They're all wearing Pitt gear. And for our men's soccer team to compete against number 2 Georgetown in front of literally a sold-out crowd, standing room all the way around the field, you know, it was just great to see that kind of competition and that level of support from the Pitt community.
Well, Heather, obviously, you know, one of the things I'd never thought I'd see at Pitt is having to add more stands for soccer, but that may have to come.
We've debated that, you know. I do think that would be a good thing. You know, it's great. Jay Vidovich has done an extraordinary job. And for, you know, our team, we're in the hunt for an ACC championship, and we are certainly in the hunt for a national championship.
When you came to Pitt, you talked about every program being the utmost importance and on an equal playing field and winning championships in every program. You just extended Mike Bell in baseball, and you know, you could argue which sport is the toughest to bring up at Pitt. You know, baseball would certainly be up there, but he has done an outstanding job. Talk about him and your outlook for the baseball program, which is in the best conference in the country.
Yeah, Pat, you're right. I mean, people don't realize how competitive ACC baseball is. It's right up there with soccer and lacrosse and basketball. So Coach Bell has come in and, you know, really taken this program to a different level. He is a phenomenal teacher. Obviously, he's a pitching coach. You see our work on the mound incredibly growing stronger. Just has a great staff. And I'll tell you, you know, we've beat some of the best teams in the ACC. We've got to take it another step this year and get into the NCAA tournament and keep going. But we've got a lot of confidence in him. He's recruiting a very talented type player, and he's developing them. And so really excited about Coach Bell and where our baseball program's headed as well.
We talked about people. We're talking to Pitt Athletic Director Heather. I talked about people, talked about the teams. But, you know, forewarning, anyone that comes to events in Oakland, there is some construction going on campus. There may be a few roads closed here and there. Talk about the progress, obviously, on Victory Heights. If you look at that green lawn next to the Peterson Event Center, it's no longer green. So cranes are there. There's shovels in the ground, and things are moving, right?
Right, Pat. No, and thanks to our development team, and thanks to our donors who have truly stepped up in many ways and supported this project. You know, we joke about, you know, cranes and traffic and difficulties getting to work and everything. I said, no complaints, zero complaints. We are thrilled to see the cranes and the construction site. Victory Heights, the enabling project for Victory Heights is started. You know, I just think it will help build and close the gap between what our expectations are and the facilities and the what I would call the teaching environments that our coaches live in and our student-athletes learn in every single day. So Victory Heights is critical to the future of our whole department. But, you know, we're excited that it's moving. And, you know, it's a future home for volleyball, wrestling, and gymnastics, and then the Sports Performance Center for 16 of our 19 teams. So it's going to be an extraordinary lift and a positive thing for the campus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You know, Heather, one of the things that struck me yesterday at the kickoff lunch, and you mentioned it in your remarks, was about the culture of Pat Narduzzi's program. But one of the things that I thought was evidence to that was, I think two of the three captains that were named went up and talked about winning a national championship and that expectation. You didn't see that confidence 5 or 6 years ago. That really speaks to the culture.
Oh, Pat, you know, you're close to it, you know, and you see it every day, you know, studying our football program. But I would tell you that Pat Narduzzi is, you know, it's just what you want in a coach. It's not about him. It's about the team and the expectation that and the confidence and the relentless pursuit of these of an ACC championship and of a national championship is what Pat is wired to do. I mean, there's nothing mediocre about him. And so, and he does it with such a genuine, real personality and caring for the student athletes. There's a connection. And he described, you know, to one of the kids, you know, he'd rip them in practice, but then he tells them he loves them on the way to the locker room. And that is kind of him in an essence. And I think the kids connect and relate. And I loved hearing Carter Warren and Keaton say up there, hey, yeah, we're after a national championship. Because when we win the ACC championship, we need to be in the college football playoff conversation.
No question. Last one for you, Heather. And you mentioned this again yesterday. I thought yesterday was just a terrific event. talking about, you know, this college football landscape, and really it revolves around football, obviously being the revenue driver. And Pitt, you know, we had this conversation 12 years ago, you know, in the Big East and then getting into the ACC, but this revolving door of musical chairs, you know, how important and how vital is it that everybody who's involved in the program knows that their support is critical to Pitt maintaining a seat at the table, and what other work needs to be done to ensure that happens?
Yeah, Pat, you said it really well. It takes every single person. And, you know, I was at an event earlier this week, and, you know, one of the people in the audience said, you know, I have to admit, I haven't been as loyal as I should be or could be. I haven't come to every game. And so, you know, having people in the stands, packing Acrisure Stadium, it matters. And so, yes, it will take all of us to build Pitt football into a national brand, whether it's watching on TV, wearing the gear, coming to games, investing time, investing resources, and just believing in what we're building. And so it's critical to, you know, the college landscape that we're facing right now. And Pitt is a very strong brand with an incredible history, but it needs to be better. And we all need to be better, including, you know, us in the athletic department. And we're going to be really intentional about this moving forward.
Well, Heather, thank you so much for your time this morning. I know you got a busy day, so appreciate it.
You're welcome, Pat, and hail to Pitt. We'll see you all Thursday night.
Yes, we will. There she goes, Heather Like, Pitt AD. Always brings the energy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.